I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on Israeli military strikes and shelling in southern Lebanon.
Israeli jets have launched an airstrike over a southern Lebanese border village on Sunday, while Israeli troops shelled other border towns and villages in Lebanon that are still under Israeli control, according to Lebanon's state-run news agency. The attacks come days after a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah went into effect. Israel continues to call on displaced Lebanese in Lebanon not to return to their homes in dozens of southern villages. Israel also continues to impose a daily curfew for people moving across the Litani River between 5 p.m. and 7 a.m. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati and the Lebanese military have been critical of Israeli strikes and overflights since the ceasefire went into effect, accusing Israel of violating the agreement. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quint reports work is still underway to try to broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to include a hostage release.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says even though the progress is being kept under wraps, negotiations to free the remaining Israeli hostages are still taking place.
President Biden pledged, coming off of the announcement of the Lebanon ceasefire, that we would be working round the clock to produce a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. We are working to do that.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Sullivan says he's spoken with hostages' relatives, including the family of 20-year-old Israeli-American Adan Alexander, who was just shown in a Hamas video.
That video was a cruel reminder of Hamas's brutality and of the fact that they are holding so many hostages from so many countries.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it's halting aid deliveries through the main cargo crossing into Gaza because of the threat of armed gangs who have looted recent convoys. This is VOA News. Dozens of soccer fans, including children, were killed in a stampede and as security forces tried to quell clashes during a soccer match in southern Guinea's largest city. The prime minister said late Sunday on X that the stampede broke out on Sunday afternoon during a local tournament. Local media are reporting that the chaos followed a disputed penalty that angered fans, many of them clashing and pouring onto the open soccer field at the crowded stadium. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday pardoned his son, Hunter. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
It spares the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. The Democratic president had previously said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. The move comes weeks before Hunter Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges, and less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump is set to return to the White House. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Canada's ambassador to the United States says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in getting President-elect Donald Trump and some key cabinet nominees to understand that lumping Canada in with Mexico over the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. is unfair. Kirsten Hillman says Trudeau's dinner with Trump on Friday was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they do not stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's message that the Canadian border is so vastly different than the Mexican border was really understood. UN plastic talks collapsed on Monday as countries failed to agree to targets to curb plastic pollution. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
Countries negotiating a global treaty to curb plastic pollution failed to reach an agreement on Monday, with over 100 nations wanting to cap production, while a handful of oil producers were prepared only to target plastic waste. The fifth UN Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee meeting to yield a legally binding global treaty in Busan, South Korea, was meant to be the final one. However, countries remained far apart on the basic scope of a treaty and could agree only to postpone key decisions to a future meeting. The most divisive issues included capping plastic production, managing plastic products and chemicals of concern, and financing to help developing countries implement the treaty. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.